by pushing different buttons. And this is a very elaborate device. It weighs several hundred pounds.
The big boom in these phony machines occurred in the 1920s and 30s when radio waves and the...
Celebrating the moment of creation, the new Macau Cultural Center, opening March 19.
B. In this section, you're going to hear someone tuning in a radio across five radio stations at a given time. Below is an extract from a program guide for the five radio stations. Listen carefully and identify which station is broadcasting which program. Write the numbers in the proper brackets in the order you hear them.
And we have a caller on line two now, Mr. Jackson from Bolton, who I believe wants to talk to Norman about setting up a dark room. Are you there, Mr. Jackson?
By the number of people who play the sport instead of just watch it. The answer in this case is the game people in the United States call soccer. It says more than 18 million people play soccer in the United States.
Keywords. Bend. Up. Down. Raise. Pull. Push. Stretch. Warmed up.
Vocabulary. Elbow. Squeeze. Fist, hip, rotate, clasp.
You are going to hear the teacher of an exercise class giving instructions to participants while they do the warm-up exercises. Each step of the exercises is illustrated below. Listen carefully and arrange the pictures in chronological order.
Right, everybody. Stand up straight. Now, bend forward and down to touch your toes. And up and down. And up. Arms by your sides. Raise your right knee as high as you can. Hold your leg with both hands and pull your knee back against your body. Keep your back straight. Now, lower your leg and do the same with your left knee. Up, pull towards you, and down. Move your feet further apart, bend your elbows, and raise your arms to shoulder level. Squeeze your fists tightly in front of your chest. Now, push your elbows back, keep your head up. And relax. Feet together and put your hands on your hips. Now bend your knees and stretch your arms out in front of you. Hold that position. Now up. Stretch your arms out to the sides at shoulder height, palms up. Rotate your arms in small circles. That's right. And now the other way. Now, stand with your hands clasped behind your neck and your legs apart. Bend over to the left, slowly, but as far as you can, and slowly up. And down to the right. And up. Okay.
Long recent period of national prosperity, Ms. O'Halloran says, and you have a youthful generation with a unique outlook on life.
This new generation of 20 and 30 somethings have never really seen a war. They've never really had an economic depression. They are absolutely willing and able to take more financial risks, social risks. The stigma of having a startup that has failed is almost a badge of honor, which is certainly unique to this country and very, very different than in years past.
Business historian Rita David agrees there has never been a period in American history where so many young people have started businesses that have made them so wealthy so quickly. But she...
And they came in and they started pushing people around and smashing glasses, and I was really frightened and I walked out, and I don't understand, I really don't understand what it is about a football match that can turn ordinary, friendly people into monsters.
Two. You see, that's terrible. Lots of football fans. I mean, I've heard other people say that they've gone to football matches and there's been absolutely no trouble in the terraces at all, and people have been sat there, you know, quite happily opposing teams next to each other.
Oh, but it obviously does happen a lot. I mean, you see it on the news. What happens when British fans go to Europe? There's always trouble, isn't there?
No, but it's not. It's in Brazil, for example, where I've also been to football matches, people go to enjoy themselves. And there's no aggression or violence or... There's nothing like that. It seems peculiarly... It seems particular to England and a few other countries that football provides people with the opportunity to show their most violent, aggressive natures.
Three.
Well, perhaps it's just a function of people getting together in crowds, large groups of people getting into enclosed spaces together.
The large crowds go to other kinds of matches, go to rugby matches, go to Wimbledon to watch tennis. They go to Wimbledon to watch tennis. They sit there silently throughout.
Yeah, but it's interesting that one of the solutions that the police think might work is to have all-seater matches, for example, where everybody is seated.
Keywords: sport, goodwill, competitive, win, mimic warfare, attitude.
Vocabulary: cricket, inclination, orgy, deduce, utmost, patriotism, disgrace, combative, instinct, mimic, warfare, spectator, absurd, at any rate, virtue.
The following passage you are going to hear is from The Sporting Spirit, written by George Orwell. Now listen and enjoy. Supply the missing words. I am always amazed when I hear people saying that sport creates goodwill between the nations, and that if only the common peoples of the world could meet one another at football or cricket, they would have no inclination to meet on the battlefield. Even if one didn't know from concrete examples, the 1936 Olympic Games, for instance, that international sporting contests led to orgies of hatred, one could deduce it from general principles. Nearly all the sports practiced nowadays are competitive. You play to win, and the game has little meaning unless you do your utmost to win. On the village green, where you pick up sides and no feeling of local patriotism is involved, it is possible to play simply for the fun and exercise. But as soon as the question of prestige arises, as soon as you feel you and some larger unit will be disgraced if you lose, the most savage combative instincts are aroused. Anyone who has played even in a school football match knows this. At the international level, sport is frankly mimic warfare. But the significant thing is not the behavior of the players, but the attitude of the spectators, and behind the spectators, of the nations who work themselves into furies over these absurd contests, and seriously believe, at any rate for short periods, that running, jumping, and kicking a ball are tests of national virtue.
Part 3.
Extracurricular activities.
Keywords: extracurricular activities, secondary school level, sporting activities, music program, club, personal development, fun.
Vocabulary: extracurricular, specifics, reserve, elite, intramural, chorus, choir, be involved in, compulsory, specialty, a host of, run through, annual, sum up, vocation. Last but not least, sheer, British Columbia, Vancouver Island.
A. Now listen to a talk about the extracurricular activities at a secondary school in Canada. Focus on the main idea and the major points in it, and then complete the outline below with the missing information.
It is my pleasure today to tell you a little bit about extracurricular activities at the secondary school level in British Columbia. I have been teaching in the town of Courtney, a small town of about 10,000 people, 130 miles north of Victoria on Vancouver Island. I've been teaching at the junior secondary level, grades 7, 8, and 9, and as well at the senior secondary level, grades 10, 11, and 12. My involvement in extracurricular activities has been quite broad, primarily in the sports field, but also in supporting many of the other areas in the school.
Computers. California manufacturer Ken Calkins combines 19th century technology with modern computers to produce music that sounds like this. Mr. Calkins uses actual musical instruments in the automated orchestras he builds. The sound they make is produced by air pressure, which he calls pneumatics, controlled by a computer.
You can't ignore the fact that flutes play with air pressure. Accordions play with air pressure or vacuum. Many instruments actually play using air. So
club. We have a newspaper club. We have an outdoors club. We have a chess club. And we have a cooking club. That sums up the list of activities, but I should tell you why we offer these extracurricular activities. Many of our students come to school on buses. 70% of our students travel by bus. Only 30% can walk to school that are close enough to walk. They really look for activities to fill their time in a positive way. Before their bus comes, each evening, and sometimes they get to school an hour before classes begin in the morning. So they need to fill their time positively without just hanging around. And these extracurricular activities help fill that time in a very positive way. As well as filling time, they're actually building skills. Skills which can sometimes be used for their vocation later on. And last but not least is the sheer fun and enjoyment. The teachers have fun sponsoring the activities and the students have fun participating. Extracurricular activities are a very important and enjoyable part of all of our school day.
B. Now listen again, but this time pay more attention to some of the details in the talk. After that, you are going to hear some statements. Decide whether they are true or false. Put T or F in the brackets.
Statements.
1. There are about 100,000 residents in the town of Cotney.
2. The speaker only teaches the senior secondary school students.
3. Only the excellent athletes of the school can take part in the inter-school activities.
4. All students have to be involved in the music program offered in the school.
5. only 30% of the students can go to school on foot.
Part 4, Short Talks on Listening Skills. Listen to the short talk entitled, Represent the Ideas Clear and Clean, outlining. Some important words are taken away from the written passage. Supply the missing words.
Represent the ideas clear and clean. Outlining. Outlining is a method of classifying and organizing ideas. It is a skill very useful to language learners when they are taking lecture notes, reading, or writing a paper.
In listening, the skill of outlining reflects, to a certain extent, the listener's ability in understanding how the facts or ideas, or the scattered pieces of information, are related to one another.
People generally use a system of Roman numerals, Arabic numbers, and letters to show relationships. There is a kind of standard form for using these symbols to show which ideas are most important. The symbols used, in order of decreasing importance, are Roman numerals, capital letters, Arabic numbers, small letters, and numbers in parentheses.
The placement of the topics on paper is also important. The most important items are entered farther to the left. Lesser items are entered farther and farther to the right. Headings of equal importance are indented the same distance from the left margin. The purpose of this indentation is to make each idea easy to see, and also to show just how it is related to the ideas before and after it.
No punctuation is needed at the end of an idea unless it is written as a complete sentence.
Outlining, as a fairly comprehensive and effective method in language learning, certainly deserves our attention and practice, particularly for advanced listeners.